Good morning, Daniel, and welcome to another episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Morning, Emma. I hope you're well.
I am, thank you, and I'm excited about our topic today, which is the UK energy market and how geopolitics is reshaping it.
Yes, I've been reading about it, and it's quite a big claim, right?
Absolutely, and it's not just something that happens far away. It's directly affecting local businesses.
Right, so let me start by asking, what are the main factors causing this change?
Well, since 2020, there have been a lot of global events that have shaken up the energy market.
Like what exactly?
The Russian invasion of Ukraine, the global pandemic, and rising economic protectionism have all played a role.
Wow, that is a lot all at once.
Exactly, and these events have had a direct impact on operational costs and long-term planning for UK businesses.
Let's start with the supply side.
Sure, the Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2022 was a major turning point.
Right, and that affected Europe's gas supply.
Yes, Russia cut pipeline gas flows to Europe in retaliation for sanctions, which caused a scramble to find alternative sources.
And even though the UK doesn't import much gas directly from Russia, it's still affected.
Exactly, as demand for non-Russian LNG increased, international prices soared, which inevitably increased UK prices.
So the interconnected energy market meant that the UK felt the effects of the conflict.
Yes, and interconnectors between the UK and mainland Europe also play a role.
What about these interconnectors?
Well, when Europe faces its own supply issues, they prioritise their domestic needs, which limits the amount of gas available to the UK.
Ah, I see, and maintenance or technical issues can also cause disruptions.
Exactly, and these limitations have highlighted the need for better storage solutions and an upgraded energy grid.
What about weather? That's another factor, right?
Yes, the UK's growing reliance on renewable energy means that weather has become an important supply-side fact.
So when the wind isn't blowing or the sun isn't shining, we have to rely on backup fuels.
Exactly, and this variability can lead to price spikes, especially in winter when demand is highest.
Moving on to demand-side pressures, what about the pandemic's impact?
The pandemic caused a huge drop in energy demand in 2020, with gas prices falling to 10 pence per therm.
And when lockdowns ended, the rebound was just as dramatic.
Yes, demand outpaced supply, and prices started to rise again.
So the pandemic accelerated changes in how energy is consumed.
Right, remote working reduced office demand, while online shopping increased energy use in logistics and warehousing.
And many industrial players increased investments in renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Exactly, to manage risk and reduce exposure to volatile fossil fuel markets.
What about trade wars and tariffs?
Tariffs and sanctions have cooled manufacturing in export-driven economies, which could reduce UK energy consumption in certain sectors.
So lower demand can help ease prices, but the unpredictability of trade disputes complicates things.
Exactly, and uncertainties in global manufacturing affect market indicators, like the stock market,
which in turn can influence energy investor sentiment and price expectations.
Yes, and there are also events that impact energy prices without directly affecting supply or demand.
Like what?
Instability in the Middle East, for example, can drive up oil prices.
And since oil and gas prices are linked, that affects the UK energy market.
Exactly, and this investor confidence is crucial.
So the UK energy market is shaped by a complex mix of factors.
Yes, and businesses need to build strategic resilience to navigate this uncertainty.
And that's where companies like BusinessWise Solutions come in.
Exactly, they help businesses identify the right energy procurement strategies
and secure flexible contracts that adapt to market shifts.
Right, so in this landscape, resilience is a competitive advantage.
Well, Emma, that was a comprehensive overview.
Thank you, Daniel, and remember, the Northwest Aerospace Alliance is here to support our members through these challenges.
That's right, and we'll be back next week with more updates.
Until then, stay informed and resilient.
Goodbye, everyone.